Hi, good afternoon. Hi, with Family First, returning your phone call.
Yes, can I speak to Jasmine?
This is Chaya with Family First, enrollment coordinator.
Wait a minute. First of all, I can't understand what you're saying. And you have to make it. Go ahead. What you're saying?
This is Chaya with Family First Care. I'm the enrollment coordinator. We spoke with you last time. And I know that we were up to scheduling the assessment with the broker.
Yeah, but I'm trying to find out. Are you in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Okay. And where are you located?
So we do everything remotely.
Y'all do everything remotely?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, this might not be a good one for me because I need to know where you located. Okay.
We're located
well, maybe
on
I
one
do...
winding drive, but we do everything remotely. You don't need to come down.
Yeah, but see, I don't move like that. When it comes to my information and my integrity, I need to know where you located because I can't go by no phone because you can be anywhere.
Okay, we're located on one winding drive, but you do not have to get down to the office at all.
Yeah, but I don't go by phone because stuff crashed, the internet breaks down. So what I'm trying to find out from you is, so y'all deal with New York. Y'all are in New York. The company that's funding y'all is in New York. Now, I gave them my information, and I'm very prestigious about giving out my information. Now, I was told that I've heard three different stories. Now, I gave them my information. And the name of your home care is called Family First Care. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so what else do y'all need from me? Now, she already called me today and told me that she...
Okay, so that was probably from the telehealth people for that medical
But this is what I need to know. I can't go by probably. I'm not just giving out my information, ma'am.
I cannot tell you for sure because I don't know exactly what you know. You just told me you got a phone call. That was all the information I got. Now, I'm assuming if it's from New York, the one that we're affiliated with is a New York telehealth company. So that's who it should have been. Now, we're waiting on you scheduling the assessment with the broker to continue with the process because that needs to be done.
Okay. So what I'm asking you again, I need to know where you're located because I'm not just giving out my
information. We're located on one winding drive.
Yeah, but you're telling me that, so if something happened with the phone, how will we get in contact with each other?
So we're located on one winding drive. That's our address.
And y'all in suite 205?
One moment.
Oh, my goodness. You don't know what suite you in?
We are your sweet
child. Okay, then. Well, when they call me, then we'll just work from there. Okay, then. Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Did you call to schedule your assessment yet? Do you want to do that?
Yeah. I already called. See, that's how I know that things is not right, because you should already know that. You understand? I talked to someone earlier.
Okay. Listen, should I explain you the process? Listen, I'm the enrollment coordinator. You have to call up to schedule the assessment. Now, they don't get back to me and tell me that you were scheduled. The patients have to let us know when they were scheduled so that I can follow up.
I forgot what date it is, but I scheduled it for next week, one day next week.
Okay,
but
so
if
you
this,
know,
if you're working, see, you're not understanding what I'm saying. If you're not working with them, then if you're working with them, you should know that I have an appointment already. How are y'all working together?
Okay, like I said, you have to call up to schedule the appointment, right? Now,
and I told you I already scheduled
the appointment.
Yeah, but I told you that I scheduled it already. It's for one day next week, so that should be under my file.
Okay,
you're supposed to know that, but okay.
Do you want to let me talk so I can explain?
Go ahead.
I just want to help you. That's all I want to do, but it seems like you're not really allowing that, okay?
No, I'm down with getting help, but I want the right help and the correct information.
The first step was to schedule the appointment with the broker. Now, once that was scheduled, I asked if you can let me know what day that is so that I can follow up with you then. When you schedule with the broker, that's with the county. They don't get back to us. What you're maybe getting mixed up with is the New York number that called you. They do get back to us. That we're in touch with. That's with us. But that form only needs to be done after your assessment anyways. You need that first assessment. So you have to call up that number that I provided you with the other day. I'm more than happy to give it to you again. But you do need to call up to schedule the assessment.
And I told you, I told you already that the appointment is scheduled for one day next week because I talked to someone earlier. Okay. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Perfect. That's
so great. I'm just going to see what happened next week, and we'll just move from there.
You
thank you so much.
What day?
And what day?